burnt here. We know that we started out when there's no electricity here, and the pump gas by hand, and there wasn't a rock on the road when I opened up. They went to hauling rock on the wagons and dumping them along, and convicts are beating them behind. And then in 28, they rocked it, tarred it, I mean. They got the rock beat, and so I opened up how coming with it. Well, I guess you read it in the paper. I trying to make a little money, and I bought me an old T-model truck, and I went over to Stewart Cold Storage. And they had to buy some apples to make me some something to buy me some fertilizer and something to live on. Got over there, and I took a barrel, and it was pretty. Well, and then I went on Weston, got down there, I bought 9 barrels. Got down, knocked the head out, and every one black, just scalded and ruined. And I tried to sell them. Finally, I reckon I sold about a bushel. I stayed there about 2 days to come Saturday right at night, and I said, well, let's go home. Can't sell enough to eat. And come home with them. Well, I said, what are you going to do with them? And I said, I'm going to have to dump them. I might go down to Mr. Dow, which runs a big store here in Miami. And I might sell them to him. He might give me something. I went down there, and he gave me 50 cents a barrel for them. And I did make money. I lost it on. That was a sad loss, but for them days, there wasn't no money. But it turned and proved out to be for my good. While I was there, he said, I got 2 acres of land put up there on the Fancy Gap off my farm. I want to sell it to you for $200. So I bought.
And that's when you came and went in business.
That's when I went in business.
2 acres of land.
On that 2 acres of land.
Well, looking at that picture I saw in the paper of you and Holster in 1927 there, and here 50 years later, and seeing you and look to be perfect health and enjoying life as you are, well, I think
I'm enjoying life, but
indeed you've been blessed a whole lot.
Oh,
you've
yeah.
been blessed wonderfully. Now, they've no doubt about it.
They've been blessed.
And so I just hope that in 10 years from now that you can be out here again on the 60th anniversary.
I'm so wanted to get you saying a few words, and appreciate you coming by. And
yes, sir.